Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, how to find a man in 1958 and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
And these inventors are claiming a huge success with a brand new medicinal cigarette that smokes out hemorrhoids.
Where do you put it?
Forget it. How do you light it?
It's a cigarette for hemorrhoids. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
You got to suck really hard. You know? I'll tell you. My lighter. Oh, no.
In an article in the China Daily, hemorrhoid sufferers who have smoked hundreds of these tobacco and herb cigarettes reported their piles shrunk up and vanished.
Yeah, but now they have lung cancer. That's the unfortunate thing.
At least you can ride a bicycle, but not very far.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hello. Got some tips to keep Christy married next time.
Oh, my God. First of all, you already have me married, which is scary, but
I
go
mean
ahead.
This with nothing but love in my heart.
Yes, sir.
You've got to shut up. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hi, Chick.
There's Josh Arnold at the upside sidekick chair.
Chickie.
There's Ace Cosby.
Chick.
Manning the track phone hotline hot phone. I'm Chick McGee with a special tribute to Canada coming up.
Oh, wow.
All right. Our friends of the North.
Before we get to that,
here's Tom.
We had an interesting article we were looking at. I believe it was from McCall's Magazine.
That's exactly right, from 1958.
And it was, describe what it was about.
A lot of good advice in there.
If ladies were looking for a husband, it was, 150 plus ways to find a man.
A mile?
Yeah.
Some of them were very interesting, like pretend you're lost at a football game.
Right.
That'll work.
Learn how to clean a fish.
Be friendly to ugly men.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
That's not a bad idea.
Diamond in the rough right there. You never know.
Ladies.
My favorite, though, is the mystery, carry a hat box.
Yeah.
Well.
Well.
Isn't conversation starter.
I guess.
A lot of people carry hat boxes, so.
What do you got in there?
What's in the
hat?
What's in that hat box?
Hat? Get a dog and walk it.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Have your car break down at strategic places.
How the hell do you do that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
How does your car break down?
You pull up. You shut the car off. You get out. You open the hood. I don't know what's happening.
Christy, go
then the guy comes.
You pull the carburetor thing.
No.
Well, in 58, there may have been a lot of clutches. You just kind of not clutch when you manually.
No, but
Christy, go to the gym where the handsome men are going in and out. And
you're not listening.
Pull your hood up.
The guy comes and looks under the hood, and he'll go, now try it. And you start it right up.
And then you think he's a genius, and then he's like, I didn't even do anything.
You tell him he's a genius.
All right.
And how may I reward you for your assistance?
Could we go for coffee?
How about some of this poon?
Oh, boy.
Now, if you wouldn't mind checking my tailpipe.
Well, we have the sequel to the Once You Have Found Your Man, How to Keep Him.
Okay. Yeah.
This is from a 1950 home economics book.
Oh,
this was being taught to children.
Oh, my God.
I love these.
Girls.
Yeah?
Have dinner ready.
Oh.
Dinner on the table.
You're damn right.
That's a way of letting him know you've been thinking about him and were concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry.
Yep.
Most.
When they come home and the prospects of a good meal are part of a warm welcome. Prepare yourself, Christy.
Oh, yeah, I got to put my pearls on.
Take 15 minutes to rest so you'll be refreshed when he arrives.
Yes.
Touch up your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He has just been with a lot of work-weary people.
Yes.
And says, be a little gay and a little more interesting. Well, that's interesting.
So they would be interesting.
I like it. Hey, sweetie, this is my new girlfriend.
Yeah. Stephanie.
Honey, dinner's ready, and how do you like our scissoring?
Would you be a little more gay? Once again, these are tips to look after your husband from 1950. Let's see, what's this one? Clear away the clutter.
That's right. Keep a clean house.
Yes, nice. Keep a clean house.
Yeah. No man wants to come home to a clean house there, Christy.
Is this dust? Run a dust cloth over all the tables.
That's right. I'll give the old white glove finger test.
Yeah, really.
Where's the part about when you come home, you make her weigh in?
Yeah.
Get on the scale.
Well, you do that every morning to decide if she's going to leave the house that day or not.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my God.
Minimize all noise.
Thank you.
What's going on, Chunkles?
So shut up.
What, put the kids in their room? What?
No. Her mouth.
No vacuuming. Do not run the dishwasher, the washer, or the dryer.
Or that trap.
Do that before I get home.
Don't encourage the children to be quiet.
Well, see? What was that commercial we had? Remember from the 50s? The headache one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. That was
Sure, you've got a headache.
Mother.
Tense. Irritable.
I'm trying
you
to
need
do it
Anderson.
Myself.
Yeah. Eunice, please be quiet.
What if
that guy snaps at her?
I love the mother, please. I'd rather do it myself. I believe here's one of them. Here you go.
Jimmy,
please, not now. I'm too busy.
Control yourself.
Control yourself.
Sure, you have a headache. Tense, irritable. But don't take it out on him.
You need Anderson for fast release.
See, this always reminds me of the great scene in Animal House.
Yeah.
Remember the little the little tiny men
the devil
show up on his shoulder.
The angel.
Hey,
bear,
bear.
Yeah.
Blanker. Blanker.
Here we go.
Don't you think it needs a little salt? Mother, please. I'd rather do it myself. Control yourself. Sure, you have a headache.
Sure.
Tense, irritable. But don't take it out on her.
You need Anderson for fast relief. The big difference.
Oh, what they're saying is,
I was born too late.
If you're upset, you need to take a drug.
Yeah.
You should try Anderson.
That is so funny. Anyways, Christy, more tips to look after your husband?
Yeah.
Make the evening his. Never complain if he doesn't take you out to dinner, rather entertainment. Instead, try to understand the world of strain and pressure and his need to come home and relax.
Yes.
The goal to make your home a place of peace.
What about my needs?
What?
Oh. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Female needs are a myth.
You need Anderson.
All they need is a roof over their head and a credit card.
You need to get rid of that headache right now.
Get those legs in the air.
A little bit of my doll. What is my doll anyway? Is that
it's just
for menstrual cramps? Is that what it was?
Yeah, but yeah,
is it legit? I mean, is it?
I've never had that issue, so I never.
Never had the crampies?
Is it a pill or is it a liquid?
Yeah, it's a pill.
What do you mean?
Is it Midol is basic.
Swallowed?
Is it topical?
What do you think it was? A lotion?
I think it's a spray on. I don't know.
All you need is an orgasm. You'll be fine.
I think it has ibuprofen in it. I think it's just like that.
You know, back in the day, women could go to doctors for orgasms.
Yeah,
they were considered to be stricken with hysteria,
and they had,
and that's how they did it.
They had a little, what looked like a, I saw the documentary about it. They had a miniature curtain that would go
in
the pelvis.
Right.
And they would put it on, and then the doctor would be
so
on
when
the
it was showtime, would the music play in the curtain? No.
The doctor would go on the other side of the curtain so the woman could not see what he was doing.
But he'd be stimulating her, and then,
obviously, she could feel it.
Right.
And then he'd remove the curtain and
she'd be all better.
Orgasm.
Midol has acetaminophen, caffeine, and an antihistamine in it.
Okay.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now we have some don'ts for the ladies.
Oh, so
again, fight fatigue.
To keep your husband crispy. I'm sorry.
Crispy?
Crispy Lee.
Do you know periods make your nose run? Did you know that?
What?
You said antihistamines.
Would Crispy Lee be like a new cookie treat?
Yeah. I like it. Try
Sarah
new.
Lee.
Crispy Lee.
The crisp.
Why
I'm
aren't
sorry.
We named Christy and Chip?
Nobody doesn't like Crispy Lee.
Here's some don'ts, please. Some don'ts.
Sorry.
Okay, once again, if you want to keep your husband, according to this article
what
in 1950...
What else don't I need to do? Don't
greet him with your problems and complaints.
No, no, no.
Don't complain that he's late for dinner.
That's right.
He may have had to go to the strip club.
Yeah,
yeah. You gotta eat at his girlfriend's first.
And I mean Mowin.
Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair or suggest he lie down in the bedroom.
Ooh,
have a cool or warm drink ready for him.
You better do that.
Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes.
Gosh.
Speak in a low, soft, soothing, and pleasant voice.
There we go.
Allow him to relax and unwind. And this is 1950, and think of all the great things got accomplished in this culture in the 1950s.
That's right.
Oh, stop.
Sure, there were a few missteps.
Can you imagine, though, if a guy would treat her like the guy would eventually go, are you going to kill me?
Yeah, oh, now? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Or here, leave
honey,
me, or...
Lean back. Yeah. May I remove your footwear?
Mm-hmm. Who is this psychopath?
What the hell?
I need to be cheered up right now.
All right.
I think the only way to do that...
Let's jump. Yeah. You want me to...
In my mind, of course, involves...
Way. Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Magic.
Hey, buddy.
Why are vampires so easy to fool?
Why are vampires so easy to fool?
They're suckers.
That was Ace
Cosby's
joke of the day.
They sure are.
You know, give those singers some credit. No matter how the joke turns out, they are right there.
Yes, they are, man.
Excited.
They're happy.
Yeah, they're happy.
They do such a nice job.
Bum, bum, bum,
they're so sweet.
They got their scale and got to meet me.
That's all they needed.
Yes.
They
were paid in scale.
right.
Okay, we have a request. We were talking about the world of fantasy football, the NFL. The preseason is up and running.
That's right,
Mr. Fantasy.
It's but fantasy football's gotten huge,
mm-hmm.
and the world of gambling has also entered the world of the NFL. Of course, lots of different legal ways to gamble in the NFL. There's a little bit of confusion depending on what state you're in. It's out there, ladies and gentlemen. And Chick McGee, for the first time, is going to be entering the world of fantasy football.
And my fantasy football team name is going to be, unless I hear something better, but I don't think I will, Guardians of the Commanders.
Guardians of the Commanders, acknowledging the two pathetic new names of
professional
sports teams that were afraid to do anything to offend anyone, I guess. And they came up with really pablum. Like generic, boring names.
What about the Chiefs? What about the Kansas City Chiefs?
It'll eventually be changed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not arguing. I'm not making that argument. That's if the tribes involved have a problem with it, that's fine. That I get it. They can change the name. But if you're going to change it, try to do something meaningful.
Yeah. What about the Cowboys?
Washington had a chance to do the Red Tails in honor of the brave Americans that were. Never mind.
What about the Cowboys?
The what?
Cowboys.
What's wrong with the Cowboys?
Well, they're calling them a name. Hey, you cowboy. Yeah, see?
I think that they're associated. They're associated with agricultural ranching. Why am I talking to this moron?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Happy Monday, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
You too. Ace, I didn't catch all your joke of the day. It's something about vampires. What was it?
They're suckers.
Oh, well, I'll raise you one. You know why it's come vampires make the best baseball coaches?
Why?
Because they bring the bats. Tom, I heard you bragging about the rumors, and it's true. I'm committed to Princeton.
I see that Donnie Baker is going to be at the Toyota Event Center, Princeton, Indiana. I got an email from someone from there saying it's the only time you'll ever get into a place called Princeton.
Yeah, it's not a full ride. I got a layover in Evansville, but I'll be there.
Okay.
Man, I'm still burping up dinner from last night. I don't know who invented Salisbury steaks, but that dick needs to be on Shark Tank.
I love him.
I assume it was a dude named the Earl of Salisbury or something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, growing up, we couldn't afford the name brand Salisbury steaks, you know, like the fancy Salisbury labels. So my mom fearless advised generic brand Sal's Gravy Burgers.
Wow.
Josh, you ever try them? They're heat and serve.
Sal's Gravy Burgers? No.
I know you got to love Salisbury steaks. Of course, I'm assuming you loved all gravy beats since you was born big boned. But the only gravy meat I won't eat are them beanie weenies.
Oh.
Yeah, you see them a lot of swinger parties and graduations. Even the name sounds weird. Like, who's Beanie anyways? And why has come he's trying to shove his weenies down our throats? I don't trust it. I don't care how much you paid for the crock pot, Wade. Don't worry, Tom. I know him. He's a P1 listener. My favorite gravy meat has to probably be the roast beef Manhattan.
You mean roast beef, Donnie?
Well, not when you make them using squirtling possum meat, Tom. The key there is always extra gravy, because extra gravy makes every meat good, no matter how gamey or ripe the meat is. Now, my Uncle Sonny's roast beef Manhattan is to get you loaded, because with his recipe, it's mostly the Manhattan. He don't even cook it all the way through. He just keeps the Manhattan flowing regular. You ever get that meat off the deli tray at the strip club? Josh, you know, the meat that's got that greenish-pink sheen to it?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of looks like an earlobe's been peeled off the floor.
Oh, geez.
Hey, spoiler alert, don't eat that meat. I mean, unless you feel like losing your mud halfway through November rain. Swear to God. Hey, and remember, don't put your lips on anything green at a strip club. Mm. Or you're going to get gonorrhea, dysentery, or diarrhea. Yeah,
all right. Good to know.
Okay, here comes Whiffy's bus. He's still packing his lunch. I gotta go.
Bye.
Don't eat anything green at a strip club. Right there.
Hey, that's probably good advice.
Yeah, I do love the Salisbury steaks. I didn't know there was an Earl of Salisbury.
I don't think I've had a Salisbury steak since high school, maybe.
Oh, it's the best.
Wasn't that one of the go-tos for TV dinners?
Sure.
Oh, that's it. TV dinners.
I don't know that I've ever been to a restaurant where they served it.
Me either.
I wish. I'd love to go to a restaurant that had Salisbury steaks and scabs. Scabs, breaded veal cutlets with tomato sauce.
Yeah, they had that at his school.
Yeah.
So, consequently, he thinks everyone called them scabs.
We never had veal at school.
I bet there are hundreds of listeners out there that have had at their school.
Hundreds.
At their school, they had some specific dish that had a nickname.
Well, but that's fine.
You're talking about veal parmesan.
We had pepper bellies at our school.
What are those?
It was a bed of Fritos with chili and cheese on top.
Oh, those are good.
That sounds really good. What were they called?
Pepper bellies.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Scabs were...
They were delicious.
Scabs are delicious. The name's a little disgusting.
There's nobody else out there who calls them scabs.
No.
Don't try to bend this into some nickname.
Mrs. Gunther, who was the dietitian, the head chef, if you will, famous for Gunther's go-go gravy.
Yes.
On certain days when she had her gravy, the toilets would be packed.
You know,
hours
you
later.
Gosh.
Gunther's go-go gravy, go through a screen door, not hit a wire. Unbelievable.
I'd like to hear some of our listeners what nicknames they had for food at their high school cafeteria.
Remember, Sliders was a nickname, and now it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, we used to get in trouble for saying that on the air, but now they've embraced it.
Yeah.
And now you go to places and they have, filet mignon sliders
or
lobster sliders.
Yep.
Yes, I say, the macaroni and cheese, the lobster was delightful. Times have changed. Coming up, we have, of all things, pickle juice, not just in the news, but also in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up.
All right.
Did you see the story?
Yeah, honey.
You see?
Pickle juice has been around in the NFL and college for, I'm going to say, decades.
But it's coming up at a fast food place.
They have a fast food place on the sidelines?
In the form of a slushie.
No kidding.
Pickle juice slushie is coming up in the news. But we return now to the sports desk.
So it's not connected with sports then?
In a way.
Well.
Stupid world record.
Two friends from the Netherlands are journeying over 3,000 miles to go on the world's longest pub crawl.
Wow.
Elliot Blake and Harry Bellow decided to celebrate their graduation from university in a unique way. They don't say the university over there.
Get a job?
University.
I mean, I would think you just graduated from university. You're probably broke.
They intend to visit 12 countries, Germany, Slovenia. You can't get anything done in Slovenia. A bunch of slobs laying around.
Slobs.
Montenegro. Slobs. Ooh, Kosovo. Wow,
that's awkward. They changed the name.
Greece. And we'll drink plenty of beer along the way. So far, the pair have already taken 1,200 miles and down more than 165 points.
Yikes.
They hope to reach their final stop of Istanbul, Turkey, this October.
Are they walking?
They can't be walking.
You know, Istanbul was Constantinople. No, it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.